All right, now we're getting into some strategies for elaborating. Arpeggiated tones, the notes of an arpeggio of whatever key you're in, can replace the upper neighbor tones. So they give you an example on page 12 in the PDF at the top. The simple melody is, well, not quite at the top, but where it says arpeggiated tones, and then it says simple melody. It goes, here's a simple melody. If you're going to use upper neighbors and passing tones to embellish that, you might have something like, okay? But if you substitute arpeggiated tones in place of the upper neighbors, you might have something like this. And it just gives the line more angularity and more interest. So for outline number one, like that, you might do like two, three. And for outline number two, like one, two, three, four. Three, four. You know, a lot more interesting. Outline number three, one, two, three, four. Two, three, four, one. Extensions is where you extend beyond just the 1-3-5-7 of any chord. It says on the top of page 13 that outline number two, where you ascending on the two chord, can go to the 9th or even the 11th. You know, an example of that might be like 2-3-4. So what I did was 1-3-5-7-9, and then 1-7, and then here's the two chord. I'm sorry, the five chord. I landed on the three. So I used the same strategy as outline number two, but I went to the ninth, the E, instead of just the 1-3-5-7, if that makes sense. Here's the line again, 3-4. All right, if I went all the way to the 11th, again, you're just skipping every other note. So like D, F, A, C, E, G, and then I'd still want to come down so I can hit the third of the five chord, which is B. So it might sound something like 3-4-1. In that case, I made you wait for the three. But let me see if I can get one that's right on the chord change. 3-4. All right. Or how about this? 3-4. You don't have to begin on the root either. You could begin on the third, like 2-3-4. And then chromatic approaches, you're combining a scale tone that's not a chord tone, and then a chromatic that leads to a chord tone, basically. So like D minor, if you're targeting the third of D minor, which is F, you could target it from above, as it says near, like in the middle of page 13. You could go like, so that would be like G, F sharp, F, you know, to target the F and the D minor, or you could target it from below. You could go like, you know, those are chromatics. Or you could do a fake out where you're, you know, about to hit the F, but then you reverse direction from above and it sounds like, you know, fake out is not the technical term, but you get the idea. And then you could do the same thing, you know, when you're targeting the third of the G chord, you could do chromatics from below, like, you could do above and below, like on the top of page 14, it goes 1-2-3-4-1. Very nice motion there. Targeting the E note of the C major chord. You can do it from below or above, just as we've been discussing, like, or, which was, you know, both above and below.